they dress like they got overalls on. They dress like hillbillies,
okay.
And they'll go and they'll find like African American folks and be like, "Boy, get that for me!" Like in a supermarket.
We support saying black people in this podcast. You can say they're black people. Oh,
they were black.
Welcome to another Latino with a podcast. I stumble, but I'm the Latino with a podcast. My name is Christian Hennis Mayer, and today I am with Rom Bloom. Rom Bloom is one of the producers of the Chicago scene. He has like many shows, and he's so supportive of the Chicago comedy scene. He's so supportive of the podcast. Like he's one of the person who always comments on the podcast. So welcome.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I you know, not to be a creep, but I do watch you when I'm going to sleep, so I put it on, fall asleep to it, but yeah, it's pretty good. Thanks for having me, I appreciate it.
Why are you gay? Why are you gay? You are gay.
I'm trying my new bottoms, okay? And this was the moment, he's like, I see you when I'm going to sleep.
Why are you gay?
There you go. That's why we have the new soundboard.
Nice.
But, yeah, no, thank you so much. How your episode number 37, so what do you think about the podcast so far?
Oh, I think it's great. I think the mixture of comedians that you have on here, I mean, it's amazing. I love it. It's my favorite podcast. I tell you what. Well, number two. Number one's like Smartless. I don't know if you know that one.
No.
Jason Bateman. It's like three Hollywood guys.
I know Jason Bateman.
Yeah,
but
so... But
yeah, they have a little more budget.
You're close, yeah, a little bit. But no, you're a close number two.
Okay.
I'll always think of you as a number two.
Okay. I'm gonna make myself number one first.
Mm-hmm.
His favorite drink, like I didn't know that, but nice. One of his favorite. What is your favorite?
It
drink?
Is true. I don't know the hard stuff. I'm a beer guy, so I don't know. This has to be tied for number two with everything else.
Okay, now after that, I put the mushrooms with onions and bacon.
Oh, nice!
Cheers.
Chin chin. You gonna finish it all?
No, like half. And another way to make myself number one in your podcast, your favorite podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a gift? Are you serious?
This is for you, for being so supportive. Yeah, those are
dogs. Birthday? How did you know?
And it's not your birthday. it is your birthday? When's your birthday?
It's in July, so.
Yeah, it's for
close.
Your birthday. In July. No, open it.
My half birthday.
This is for being so supportive to the comedy scene, so supportive to the podcast, so.
Bro. Oh.
You can share it to the camera.
Look at that. You kidding me? Nice. I would have shelled out $40 for that. Another Latino, the podcast. Got my picture right on the front. Nice.
Yeah, that's you. That's you.
Thanks, partner. I appreciate it.
I hope it fits. It's XL, but...
Oh, yeah. I tend to layer up in the winter, so it's perfect.
Perfect. So...
appreciate it.
As you know, I always bring topics to... I always bring topics to these conversations.
Yes.
And the topics I have today is... I read, okay? I do read in English. I've been reading in English. Like, how old are you?
I am 53.
53, okay. Mm-hmm. I've been reading, and but I was reading Agatha Christie,
mm-hmm.
and she's like a super old writer, mm-hmm. and she had the way she wrote. Obviously, when you read in English, like there's a lot of words that usually you don't use in your common language, like when you speak.
Gotcha.
But with her, it's like even more,
mm-hmm.
because there's like a lot of terms that are not used anymore.
Right, right, right.
So the topic is like, I feel the language is deforming, and I'm going to put too many examples. First, I saw a TikTok of a girl that is like, she says this, and I cannot stop it, like, she cannot finish a sentence without saying, like.
Mm, yeah.
How do you feel about that? Because you were in a generation that was not used to use like that much.
Right. I got to say, my generation, we kind of had like a whole language now. But like you said, like, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. We used to say stuff like, I would say, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
I say that.
Yeah, still, but like, now it's toned down. Kids were starting to say, the fuck? You know, they just cut the what out, and then now it's just F-U-Q.
You mean black kids?
Now it's just F-U-Q. People. Folks. Folks.
The yeah. people.
Now it's all just down to three letters, F-U-K, and you know what it's they're talking about.
Like what you doing?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? No. Mm-hmm. What you doing? Like, that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been deforming like that, like, like. mm-hmm. I can't. It's really difficult. I believe it's really difficult to do sentences mm-hmm. without using, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. The other way is like, I wrote some of the words that I read that is like, I had never seen this word. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share them with you.
Okay.
And we're going to do this game. You got to, if you know what it is, you say what it is. If you don't know what it is, you try to guess.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
The first word is chagrin, C-H-A-G-R-E-N, chagrin.
Yeah, I believe that means like disappointment or something, like much to his chagrin.
Okay.
Is that the one? I don't know.
It's like feeling embarrassed. It's like more than feeling embarrassed or like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should bring that one back.
Okay. I love this one. Acquiesce.
Oh, and acquiesce.
Acquiesce is such a nice word.
It is. I think that one died in the 70s. Yeah, I don't know what it means.
Try to use it in a sentence. Well, guess. Do your best guess.
They acquiesced their new house. I don't know. Is that like gaying it up? I don't know.
No. Like, it means to accept something, but it's like you don't really want it, but you accept it anyway.
Okay.
Like
suck it up.
Like it's like suck it up, accepting something. It's like, okay, let's go there.
Yeah. Well, that's, at least you didn't have me try to spell these words. That's good.
Actually, you should spell it. Like, go with acquiesce.
All right. An A.
Okay. Okay. We're starting.
Is it ACQ or AQ?
ACQ.
ACQ. We ask. UI.
Okay.
ESQUE.
ESCE.
Ah.
Acquiesce.
Threw a Q in there, but.
Okay. And cons. And cons. It's ENSCONCE.
Ensconce. Isn't that like something you put around the bed, like a sconce? Like
no.
No. Yeah.
You see, like all the the language is getting lost. try to guess. Try to guess what it is apart
sconce.
From that.
I'm gonna say like when you got a boner for someone, like you're lost in a sconce. I was a sconce over you.
Actually, that sounds good. Like, but it is. Getting comfortable in a space, like you get to the podcast and you ensconce on the podcast table, like you get comfortable, you settle there.
You ensconce.
I'll start using it like that way. I'll change the meaning. Okay, barmy.
Barmy.
B like the B A R M Y.
Barmy.
Barmy.
Like go ahead, kick me out, and tell me I can't come back. Bar me. Like if you bar... No. That's a good one. I don't know. I don't think I've heard that one.
It's when something's extremely foolish. Like, that was bar me of me. Like,
oh, I like that one.
And forbear. But if F-O-R-B-E-A-R. It's not F-O-R-E. It's like F-O-R-B-E-A-R.
Like if it's something for you to bear, like you forbear it, like you take it on.
No, because I believe that's like with the E. Forbear. I tried with Google to tell me how is it, and I was like, I don't know. But this one, I really like this one. Try to guess what it is.
All right, forbear.
Forbear, because I put it on the Google stuff to put like the sound of how was it, and it said forbear.
Okay.
Actually, I believe I can do it. Let me see if I can do it. Because with these... Okay, let me see if... Because this is the music. Okay, I stopped the music. And... It's not making the sound. Okay.
Forbear.
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 There you go. you have? Forbear.
Forbear. Let's see. I'm going to say that means, I don't know, it's something that's going to eat you up, like you have to forbear it. I don't know. I still think it's that one.
It's close. It's close. It is when you restrain to say something out of politeness.
Ah, okay.
When you restrain something you're going to say or an action out of politeness, like you go to... Mm-hmm. Friend's house, and the house looks like shit, and they're like, "Oh, I'm so sorry for the mess," and you're like, "You should be sorry, you fucking bitch. This is a fucking mess," and you're like, "I'm not gonna say that." Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm used to walk on diapers. It's okay. Yeah. But the language of it, the forming, and like you're 53, like you have like a lot of time before it started to deform that much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And where do you think we're going with this language?
I don't know. I guess like every generation kind of bends it to what's cool. I don't know. I guess that's the big thing. When you get in your teens and you kind of want to look cool, so you kind of say things a certain way, but it kind of carry and you stay with that. So I don't.
Okay. What kind of, do you have any jokes about like cheating on next generations?
No, I really don't. No, that's a good one. I don't.
I don't cheat on generations.
Yeah.
I just hate my wife in the old, in the 80s. I just do the 80s thing where you hate your wife and that's it.
Yeah. No, I mean, my wife, like, she tells me I act like an old man, but then half the time she says I act like I'm 10, so I'm kind of in the middle, so.
Then you're 30.
Yeah.
If you're the average, like, you're a 30-something guy.
That's it.
What is your comedy like? Usually, like, tell me your last favorite joke.
I don't know. I wrote one the other day. It was, you know, with Christmas here, I can break out. This one I wrote a while ago. It's my favorite Christmas joke. I know Santa's coming soon because I just saw three hoes.
Three hoes.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, but anyways, no, but I wrote this the other day.
But it's July. It's like, I just saw the hoes, okay? What do you want me to say?
But I wrote this the other day. I remember waking up as a child on Christmas morning, and I went out to the living room, and I said, "Oh, I couldn't sleep last night because I was waiting for Santa to come." And my mother, she said, "Yeah, me too." But then years later, I thought she was talking about something else. You know.
Yeah, you're fucking dad. He's like, she's like, "I was waiting to come. He did come."
Yeah.
Like, where are the gifts? It's like, oh. Santa's not real, okay?
Hey.
You have any, like, an experience like that? How did you find out that Santa was not real? It was a traumatic experience with Christmas.
No, it was
I have something about Christmas, okay? Like, I have a story. There was one Christmas that, my family bought a house in, like, it was in Minnesota, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in Venezuela, and it was, like, in a rural place in Venezuela. It was a big house, but it was not finished. It was, like, the upper part, but the first floor was not finished. It didn't have walls. And we went to have, like, the Christmas there. And we have family, but the signal was trash. I remember at that moment I had a girlfriend, so I couldn't speak with her most of the time. Mm-hmm. We was like, as a teenager, it was annoying. It was everything I wanted to do, just speak with my girlfriend. And I was so upset about everything. Everything was fucked up, like, because it's a house that is not finished. So my mom was like, "Hey, let's go to the house to have a good time, but pick up that broom because we're going to sweep all the floors and you're going to help your dad just move in the furniture." And it's like, I fucking hate this. So from that Christmas, I was like, if God exists, he wouldn't want me to go through this shit. So therefore, God doesn't fucking exist. Like,
a breaking point for
you. It was such a bad Christmas that was like, you know what? I don't believe in this shit anymore. Like, fuck holidays, fuck everything. I hate this shit.
Why do I have to, like, sweep on his birthday?
One bad Christmas, I was like, I'm an atheist now. Like, well, fuck that.
Oh, that's a Christmas song, right? Yeah, you should write a Christmas song.
So, do you have any traumatic experience during the holidays?
Not really. Well, We just 5 years ago, it was December 15th, 2019, I lost my dad. So Christmas is always, it's been kind of wacky that way. Been thinking about him like during the holidays. But yeah, other than that, we had a pretty good Christmas. We had pretty good Christmases.
My dad died in a car accident, but apart from that, everything was good. It's like, yeah. What?
So by the 25th, we were fine.
We mourned for 2 days, but then Santa got us like really good gift.
Yeah, that was it. Overlooked.
Okay, we're gonna make a little pause, but we're gonna continue. I like that you bring the story of how I became an atheist. It was
absolutely.
One by Christmas, and I was like, fuck everything. Also, because in Venezuela, it's not Santa. It's like baby Jesus is the one who's the gift.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I took it with him. It was not like, oh, Santa's not coming, fuck Jesus. It was like, baby Jesus is not coming, so fuck. All the religion.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't think baby Jesus wants me to sweep on Christmas. That's all.
Yeah, he doesn't want that for me, so he doesn't exist. Okay, we're going to make a little pause. We're going to be back. And we are back. Okay, so do you have any like traditions, holiday traditions, or like any traditions you can't, like, you have it with your family and now you have it with your family now, or anything weird? Because in Venezuela they eat hallacas, the gaitas, pan de jamón, like the food is really important, and we play like some game, but mostly it's like just being in family. I believe that's getting a little bit destroyed now. I don't see a lot of big families. It's like just like nucleus.
Yeah, growing up, it was always we'd go to my grandmother's house. We all lived in like within a couple miles. It's back in Massachusetts when I grew up there. But now it's kind of like it's my wife and I here in Chicago. Our oldest daughter, she lives on the south side, so we see her once in a while. She's pretty busy. But the rest
that's
of our
that's what kids, they say. That's what she's not really busy. She's lying.
But
saying a clip of this, like he knows.
See you when you're sleeping. That's always creepy. I see you when you're sleeping.
Why are you gay?
But we have.
I have more. Like, okay, we talk about your daughter not visiting you, and then I can put this.
Women.
There you go. You have the new summer. Okay, keep going.
Oh, so, our other kids, we've got one of our sons, he's back in Massachusetts. We have one in Georgia and one in Richmond, Virginia. It's very seldom we're actually all in the same place at the same time. But it just comes with age. You know, they got their own things going on.
Okay, so I want your story of the best Christmas you have with them. Like, I need tears. I need you to be crying.
You need me tears? Yeah.
Did you ever did the poppy shit? I got the puppy for Christmas. If you got a puppy for Christmas, fucking take care of the puppies, because shelters are really annoying, because people take puppies for the holidays, and then they, like 3 months later, the dog is big, they cannot take care of the dog, they give the dog to a shelter. Mm-hmm. So if you took a puppy for Christmas and you don't take care of it, you're going to watch, like, this video is going to come out on your feed. And then I'm going to see that you saw it. I'm going to visit your house.
Or you can give it to your Haitian neighbors.
No. Venezuelan neighbors. because we eat dogs and cats. No, I'm going to go after you. Like, it's a John Wick stuff. Like, I'm going to... Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. On a life.
And that's worse because it's not even his dog. So.
Yeah, it's not even my dog. But yeah, keep going. Like, beautiful story about Christmas. What do you have?
We had some good ones growing up. We had both parents were in the house. My little brother, my older sister, but we had some good Christmases. And like I said, it just kind of goes when you get older and you get other things going on. You start doing stuff with your own family and stuff like that. But they were all kind of good. I was pretty white privileged until I was like 20.
Until I become black.
Although one Christmas, it was the Christmas 1995.
Okay.
The year was 1995.
No one says it like that.
I was okay. I was in the army. I worked for NATO. I lived in Italy, so we were in Rome for Christmas and got to see the Pope. I'm not Catholic, but it's cool. Like, there's a million people at the Vatican, and we went to go see the Pope and all that stuff, and did the tour. So that's kind of a memorable Christmas. like fuck the rest of the family. It was just like me. It was just me there.
Me and the boys.
It yeah, was it,
me
was. And the boys. It was. It was. I didn't.
That's
have
the best Christmas I ever. Yeah. Fuck the family. Me and the boys went to see the Pope, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the about their Christmas were like they're fine. they were meat. Okay. I'm gonna save these two last topics for the bonus content, but I've been seeing a lot of this kind of content that you consume. You feel you consume a lot of TikTok, a lot of Instagram.
I don't do TikTok. I do Instagram. I do Facebook a lot, just because I like to see who's doing what, what's going on, kind of thing.
Okay, because I've been seeing, like, I don't know if you have seen, like, this is two videos of two black dudes that it looks like they have a podcast. I don't believe they have a podcast. I believe they just make this video. The first that went viral is like when I snap my fingers, you're going to forget you're ever gay. And then he snaps, and the other one is like, but I was never gay. It's like, exactly. It's like, no. I was never, like, I know. So
it's pretty good.
That went viral, and now they have a lot of videos. They're so stupid, but they're fun. It's like, this guy says, like, if. And boom, 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 like that music. And then, if a baby kicks in the womb, does that mean, and the other guy's like, please don't do this again. Let's just stop this. Does that mean that we all have kid a pregnant woman? And like, it's a stupid stuff like that, but it's like, I don't even know if they have a podcast. So they're just making these pieces of content that went viral, and now they're kind of viral. They have a following.
Well.
So the question is, do you believe that content must be created instead of being natural? Like, we're having a conversation. This is natural.
Yeah.
We don't have a script. And I just like, we don't have a script. We don't have it. Like, it comes naturally. But I've been feeling like lately, like a lot of the videos that actually go viral, they're scripted. For example, there's another video. It's a guy, walking with a transparent bag with $15,000 in cash.
Yeah.
And he goes through like a basketball court, and a black guy just jumping him. But then the black guy in the video, you can see him laughing. And people in the comments like, this is clearly staged.
Right.
So obviously, you wouldn't risk to do that, and actually, but whatever. So going to the question, do you believe that now content should be like more created than naturally born?
I don't know. I think there's a place for a good prank. Like, we see a lot of these dumb pranks where people are about to get beat up. It's a prank, you know? And then people are like, oh, gosh darn it.
I talk about that with Harold. It's like stupid. It's like, let's run over this person and then say it's a prank.
Yeah. There's this one couple of guys. They dress like, they got overalls on. They dress like hillbillies.
Okay.
And they'll go and they'll find, like, African-American folks and be like, boy, get that for me, like in a supermarket.
We support saying black people in this podcast. You can say they're black people.
They were black. So, but they would go up to them and say
the N-word in the boy.
Oh, I would punch my own face. But, they would go up and be like, boy, get that off the top shelf for me, you know. And then, like, you see at the end, like, security has to come and grab the people every time. It's just dumb. It's there's no, like, comic value in that. You know what I mean?
But you saw it, meaning
it
went viral.
Right, yeah. Meaning,
so that's the problem. I don't know if, even if you're like, this is dumb, this shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Those videos got viral. And I believe that one of the reasons is like people hating on them. But the other reason is like it's something staged or not.
Right.
But it's something that they're like, oh, this is going to go viral because people are like.
Right.
If we start like talking here about like, oh, women are stupid and things like that. And I just clip it just a clip of you and me just talking shit about women. And I post that will get
women
viral.
Women bashers.
Yeah, they are bad drivers. Like, that will fucking get viral because there's going to be a lot of hate towards us.
Right.
But we know, like, we stage it. We script it. Like, we actually don't think that. But if we do that, possibly, it will go viral. So I don't know where to go in that. Like, I don't know if, like, do I want to go viral that way? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. But women don't know how to drive.
You are gay.
Okay. It was the other one.
Women.
There you go. By the way, you can end this because... surprise, motherfucker. Okay.
Oh, look at that. I have more. Two-fisting.
Yeah. So, what do you think about that? Like, do you think content should be more natural, you will come out, or you should stage it?
In these days, in this day and age, it's kind of like, you know, any press is good press. Like, if you have bad press, you're still going to get popular. It's kind of like, I think it all started with those stupid reality shows. Like, you see, like, the Jersey Shore, they act like idiots, and it's, like, the most popular thing in the world for, like, a decade. But, like, it's kind of like a train wreck. You want to see what's going wrong. But I think with the stage stuff, people won't differentiate. Like, people think it's real. Like, so they'll click on it and be like, oh, wow, look, oh, a million views because he did this. Like, they could come out and at the end and say, this is not real, but people would still watch it. Just, ugh.
Well, talking about that, I believe I was talking about this because people mm-hmm. do believe it. Like, mm-hmm. So,
right.
You as a 50-plus, 53-year-old guy mm. that have to leave... Like, you were, like, at least 20, 30 before internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel the difference, like, in the brain rot, they call it brain mm-hmm. rot, of mm-hmm. people since internet was not a thing till now? Because I do believe people are, like, way too stupid now.
Right.
So what is your intake on that? Because I was 11, 12 mm-hmm. when internet started to be a thing. Mm-hmm. But we have cybers.
Right.
I didn't have a computer. I have to go to a place and pay hourly
right.
to use the internet because mm-hmm. that was a business. Mm-hmm. That was a business before. It was like people have like a place with mm-hmm. 10 computers and they rented the internet. For you go there, you pay mm-hmm. one like for 1 hour on the internet, you do mm-hmm. a study or do whatever you have to do, and then you go out because you didn't have a computer in your house.
Yeah.
So I remember that, but you remember a lot more and you remember like how people were.
Before that, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was weird. For content, it was basically TV. Well, my folks growing up, it was radio.
Yeah.
And then it was, hey, look, here's a TV. We can see people. And as it kind of progressed, we do have the interweb. And I remember those days, like when the interweb first came out and it was real slow, it used to make that noise like,
yeah, I know.
You have to wait 10 minutes to see a boob, you know? You'll see the picture come, you're like, oh, yeah, oh, there it is.
Yeah, the teeth, there's a teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, 10 minutes, yep. It was worth it.
But, yeah, it's, I don't know. I think with, everything has its faults, I guess. The internet, it's great if you need information. You can do so many positive things with the internet, but then you have the negative aspect. It depends what people use it for. Like, back when I was growing up, they used to have the disclaimer at the beginning of, like, stunt movies, like Dukes of Hazzard. It would, you remember the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they every episode, they jump shit, like, all the time. And they used to have the little disclaimer at the beginning. Don't try this at home.
Like, I don't have that at home.
These are stunt professionals. But now it's like, the warning now is, hey, don't eat Tide Pods. Like, yeah, that's how far, like, the kids... Kind of rotten kids' brains. You know what I mean? It's a weird thing.
Yeah, from like don't do this. This is done by professionals. To like,
right.
Can you just not eat the hazardous chemicals? Can you not eat it, please?
Yeah, and back then it was like, okay, you guys go out and play, and they shut the TV off. You go out and play, no problem. But now, like, you try taking a phone away from a teenager.
Oh, yeah, like,
it's an addiction. You know what I mean? It's just
okay, like This is the question. This is the last question of the podcast. But then we're going to do the bonus content.
Mm.
Bonus. Last question of the podcast. Do you believe... This is going to put you in a weird position. People are going to cancel you.
Okay.
Do you believe in natural selection with these new kids? Like, if a kid ate a Tide Pod, for me, like, if I'm a doctor, I'm like... You're dying. You're way too stupid to... Mm-hmm. Unless it's like 4 years old, something like that. If you're like 4 years old, it's like, it wasn't your reach. It was your mom's or it was your parents' fault.
Right.
But if you're like 15, it's like, it was a challenge. You're dying.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. If you're old enough to know better, I don't know. What do you think that age is? Old enough to know better? Like 12?
Maybe?
13, let's say, at the
I believe
most.
13, because 12, you're like still in that age or you're a kid, you need your parents. But 13 is the age you're starting to be like, I don't need you. I can go out by myself. Like, I believe that's the age where they're like starting to be rebellious. So I would say if you're 13 and you did something so stupid that you're about to die, as a doctor, they should be like, this is natural selection, dude. Like,
right.
Not an accident. If it is an accident, like skateboarding or something like that, it's like, for sure. But if it's like, I was doing a challenge of eating a Tide Pod.
Right.
We don't have enough resources for you.
Yeah, it's like, I don't feel bad that you died. I feel bad for your parents have to go through that now.
Yeah, but like, you deserve it.
They have to live through the embarrassment of having a fucking idiot for a son. You know what I mean? Like, and not the mourning part.
No, of the guy in the graveyard, I'll put it in the tombstone. Like, like the 2002 to 2015. He died by eating a Tide Pod.
Yeah. And you could, there's a QR code on the tombstone where you can click on it and watch it.
And it's a discount on Tide Pod. Tide Pod is promoting the shit. Tide Pod is like,
you gotta watch the commercial first.
Like, yeah, he's dead, but did you see how clean he was on the inside?
Tide Pod's not just for breakfast anymore.
But yeah, so conclusion, if your kid is stupid enough to die doing a challenge, let it die. Let it die.
It happens. If he's only, let's say he's between the ages of 10 and 20, you haven't had him that long, so you're not going to miss him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Get another one.
Yeah, you can.
There's a lot of traffickers around. You can get one cheap.
Or you're saving a lot of money. So, man,
there you go.
You don't have to pay for college. Yeah, there you go. Financial advice.
They're definitely not going to college even if they don't kill themselves.
Okay, una life themselves, according to YouTube. But that was the episode. Do you have any shows coming up? This is going to come out in 2 weeks. So by the end of December, I believe it's going to come out.
Oh, cool. I produce it's usually the first Friday. This week, this month, it's the 10th. In January, it's the 10th of January at my buddy's.
Perfect.
It's the Ladies of Laughter. I produce that show. Very talented crew. That's about it for coming up shows. That's what I have going on. I'm looking for new venues, but hoping to jump into 2025.
Perfect. There you go. 2025, 10th of January, Ladies of Comedy with Ron Bloom. Thank you so much for doing this. And we're going to do the bonus content. Adiós. You gotta say adiós in Spanish. Adiós.
Bye.
No, español.
El bye.
You gotta say adiós.
Oh, I thought it was el bye.
Adiós.
Adiós.
There you go. Adiós.